Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I am Tom, and today we're going to be talking about sugar, especially Taiwan's sugar. Taiwan has had a sensational sugary past, and it continues on into the present to a certain extent, but I guess in the past, Taiwan was a kingdom of sugar.
It's interesting because, at least to foreigners, Taiwanese don't really like to eat too much sugar. I found it interesting, though, Tom, that more sugar is added to the main dishes here in Taiwan than in America. But in the desserts that should be sweet, they don't put enough sugar as far as I'm concerned.
Interesting.
Yeah, the soups are too sweet here, too, for me.
Okay, so it's a matter of taste, but, well, I would say that people in Taiwan probably manage their sugar better than Americans do because we are fat bodies over there in North America, whereas here in Taiwan, people aren't so fat. So I guess y'all are doing good with your sugar here, but in any case here, yes, Taiwan is a great place for sugar, and of course, it comes from sugar cane because sugar cane is grown here. Although I was kind of surprised to find out after reading this article that sugar cane actually came from outside of Taiwan. I thought it was indigenous to Taiwan, but the Dutch actually brought it in. So I guess we either have the Dutch to thank or to hate for bringing it in.
No, we thank the Dutch. We like
sugar.
Well,
we should, of course. Yes, my ancestors are Dutch, so we should thank them for their windmills, their tulips, and their wooden shoes.
Yeah.
But hey, let's get to it, everybody. Let's talk about Taiwan's sensational sugary past in today's article. We'll read it now from top to bottom. The bright sun beams down on a freight train chugging through Taiwan's countryside, pulling carriage after carriage of sugarcane to its next destination. The sugarcane is heading to one of Taiwan's many sugar mills, where it will be processed and shipped out once more, traveling across Taiwan and beyond. For much of the 20th century, sugar was one of Taiwan's biggest exports, bringing it massive economic wealth. Sugarcane was introduced to the island during the 17th century by the Dutch. For more than two centuries, Taiwan prospered thanks to its sugar exports. Then, at the turn of the 19th century, the colonial Japanese government built the first mechanized sugar mill in what is now known as Chowtow District, Kaohsiung City, increasing production even more. In its prime, Taiwan had 49 sugar mills in operation, and more than 1.4 million tons of sugar were being produced a year. Moreover, the Japanese laid almost 4,000 kilometers of railway tracks in order to transport the sugar, earning Taiwan the nickname Kingdom of the Sugar Rail. This all changed during World War II, however, when many of the mills and railroads were bombed, some of them being completely destroyed. After Japan's surrender, the incoming KMT government formed the Taiwan Sugar Corporation and started rebuilding the mills. Although it was able to rehabilitate the sugar industry, international sugar prices dropped continuously over the next few decades, resulting in the closure of many of the sugar mills. Some of these mills, including the Chowtow Sugar Factory, are now museums. Visitors to the Taiwan Sugar Museum at the Chowtow Sugar Factory can explore the factory grounds and railroads, which are now an art park and a recreation area. The museum itself offers a fascinating glimpse into the factory's past, with exhibits that delight both adults and children. Visit it yourself to learn more of Taiwanese sugar's sweet story.
Okay, guys, we're talking about Taiwan's sugary past, sugarcane, that was a big crop for Taiwan for a long time. And that's changed, as most things in this world do as time moves on. Your economy usually changes to keep up with inventions, technology, other countries who can produce something a little cheaper than you. When I saw this, it reminded me of a movie that Tom and I did. We were dubbing the Chinese version. It was called Tao Wa Yuan Ji, something about Frogville. But there was a part where you see this truck with lots of of sugar cane in the back of it, you know, and they're running after the sugar cane. And it was just kind of fun because it reminded me of old Taiwan. So we've got a sensational sugary past. If you're describing something that's really sweet, we'll often use that word sugary. For example, my mom would say, no more drinking those sugary drinks. That included pop and soda pop, as we call it pop where I'm from. Soda pop, or even some of the juices that aren't 100% fruit juice. They just add a lot of sugar. Sugary drinks. Sensational is something that's pretty amazing. It's great to look at. And it's pretty exciting. So if you've seen a sensational show, it's something that you've really enjoyed seeing and you'd recommend it to other people. So that's our title, Taiwan's Sensational Sugary Past.
And sugar, of course, is a weird word because the S has an SH sound there, sugar. Although I've never heard anybody have problems with that, so I probably should not have mentioned it. But in any case, we're talking about sugar today. And we begin by saying, the bright sun beams down on a freight train, chugging through Taiwan's countryside, pulling carriage after carriage of sugarcane to its next destination. So here we've got the sun, and it beams down on a freight train. So here we've got the word beam being used as a verb. A beam of light is like a ray of light. So here we're using the word beam as a verb. It just shines a ray of light down on a freight train. Basically, there are two types of trains, passenger trains and freight trains. Freight carry freight or things like coal, sugar, materials, building materials or whatever, whereas a passenger train carries passengers, people. This is a freight train. And of course, it's carrying a heavy load. So it's kind of chugging, chugga, 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 chugga. That's a sound that a train will make, especially if it's a steam train generated by steam. Most nowadays it's diesel power or electric or whatever. But you have to imagine Taiwan's past of these trains chugging through the countryside, pulling all these carriages of sugarcane. A carriage is just a car and a train. And sugarcane is a plant that kind of looks like bamboo. It's like these black stalks, ganja, as you say in Chinese, sugar cane, and they're being carried to their next destination. Of course, the destination is where you're going.
Yeah, I wanted to mention we also use that word chug as sort of slang to talk about drinking a drink down pretty quickly, chugging it down.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
Chugging a drink down. So chugging a beer down, chugging a cold soda pop down, you're chugging it. Carriage is being used to talk about the train cars. Typically in America, we tend to say car more than carriage, but our writer uses carriage here. So we've got car after car, train cars, that is. Sugarcane, they're going to their next destination. The sugarcane, of course, is heading to one of Taiwan's many sugar mills. A mill is a processing factory for some sort of crop. We've got flour mills. My grandparents lived next door to a flour mill that was no longer being used. And as a kid, we would go and explore inside because there were lots of cool things. We found an old cash register, things that people had left behind. Of course, in these mills, because there's food there, you'll often find a lot of rats and mice who live there as well. So the sugar mill is actually a place where they take those stalks of sugar, the sugar cane stalks that people, especially kids, will chew on as a snack. They'll take that and they process it into sugar granules, those little tiny like rock pieces of sugar, the sugar that we use to cook cookies with, you know. They'll turn it into sugar grains, you could say, just granules is what it's called. They're processed there and then they're shipped out once more, probably to people who are placing large orders like warehouses, grocery stores, things like that. And sometimes, at least in the past, that sugar that was processed here in Taiwan would find itself in another country. It was being exported to other countries that didn't grow sugar cane.
Exactly. So indeed, it would supply the local market with sugar and it would be exported, as you just said. And so for much of the 20th century, the 1900s, for much of that period of time, sugar was one of Taiwan's biggest exports. bringing it massive economic wealth. So yes, during the 1900s, sugar brought in a lot of money to Taiwan. It was a big export.
Good.
Which is something that is sent outside of the country and export. I don't think they export so much sugar anymore, but they still export other things like wafer chips and computer parts or whatever. But in any case, it was one of the biggest exports in Taiwan during the 20th century. And of course, it resulted in massive economic wealth. Economic just means in terms of money, money coming in as a result of selling things.
Yeah, how a country makes money is how their economy works. Economic is the adjective form. So hopefully we're seeing our economies around the world get a lot stronger in 2018. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Sugar cane was introduced to the island back in the 17th century. Tom mentioned that the Dutch actually introduced sugar cane to the Taiwanese here for more than two centuries or 200 years.Taiwan prospered or did well financially thanks to its sugar exports. Yay! Then at the turn of the 19th century, that's the 1800s, the colonial Japanese government built the first mechanized sugar mill in what is now known as Chaotou District in Kaohsiung City. And that allowed them to produce a lot more. If something's mechanized, it means they're using machines. So there's a lot of machinery in the sugar mills, and they were able to process the sugar cane much, much faster. When you see this word colonial, guys, it's an adjective of the noun colony. That means another country has come to a less powerful country and kind of taken over for a while. And they use a lot of the crops, and they take the crops and they bring it back to their own countries. Sometimes that more powerful country can help develop the weaker nation, but sometimes not so much. America was a colony of the British Empire until we fought the American Revolution and beat the British out of our country.
Right. Or the Philippines were a colony of the United States for a short period of time. Before that, they were a colony of Spain, etc. Uh-huh. And colony is the noun. Colonial is the adjective. So we're talking about the Japanese colonial government. And they were here in Taiwan from 1895 to 1945. So they built the first mechanized sugar mill in Chaotou in Kaohsiung. Of course, Kaohsiung, like Taipei and Taichung, I suppose, have these various districts, which are different divisions of the city. Beitou, Shilin, Wenshan, those are districts in Taipei. And in Kaohsiung, you've got Chaotou and some other ones. Sorry, people in Kaohsiung, I don't know your districts that well, except for the one where the Zhouying, that's where the Gaotia stops. But in any case, that increased production even more. So yes, it's mechanized now. They're no longer doing it by hand. They're producing it with machines and selling sugar like hotcakes to the rest of the world. Oh my goodness, I've got such a sugar high right now. I need to come down a bit and take a break. Let's do that now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们来看一下今天在第一段的最后一个句子写着 For much of the 20th century, sugar was one of Taiwan's biggest exports, bringing it blank one economic wealth. 在这里谈到台湾过去的历史呢，在二十世纪大部分的时候，糖呢曾经是台湾最主要的输出品之一。在这里的 export,用来当作是名词输出品的意思，来在后面说明它带给了我们台湾呢怎么样子的 economic wealth 经济财富。第一题 A 被动的 B 防御性的 C 巨大的 D 相对的，因为糖的关系呢，它带给了台湾巨大的财富。第一题的标准答案我们就选择 C massive。第二个空格的句子写着 For more than two centuries, Taiwan blank two thanks to its sugar exports. 其实可以知道呢，远超过了两个世纪，正因为呢糖的输出品呢，然后台湾怎么样来搭配一个动词。第二题 A 选项 despaired 绝望 B prospered 繁荣兴盛 C inquired询问 D commented 做评论。根据前后文意，正因为糖呢是台湾重要的输出品，带来了大量的财富，所以台湾也就因此繁荣兴盛了起来。第二题的标准答案就选择 B。Prospered. 接着第三个空格 Then, at the turn of the 19th century, the colonial Japanese government built the first mechanized sugar mill in blank 3 is now known as Chiao Tou District. 在讲到第19世纪交替的时候呢，日本的殖民政府也就是在怎么样子的一个地点呢，然后创造了第一座机械化的糖厂。我们要考考同学 in 加上一个地方是一个名词的概念，而这个地方呢现在就被称作桥头糖厂。我们后面需要以名词的子句来代替呢这个地点。那么在这里呢，我们可以选择第三题 D 选项 What。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about Taiwan's sensational sugary past when one of Taiwan's biggest exports was sugar, which has changed as time has gone on. We ended the first part talking about the turn of the century, turn of the 19th century, that is, colonial Japanese government. They were the ones who actually turned those sugar mills into a mechanized sugar mill, meaning they weren't using the animals and the people so much anymore. They were trying to use steam machines. Back then, machines were controlled by steam. We didn't have a lot of electricity yet. So that helped increase production quite rapidly. So in its prime, or when it was operating at its height, or when things were going the best, in your prime just means the best years of your life. Guys in their prime are probably 30 to 35. Women in their prime, probably more like 25 to 30. We look better. But in the prime of this particular factory, or, you know, just talking about the whole sugar industry, Taiwan had 49 sugar mills in operation. That's a lot of mills. And more than 1.4 million tons of sugar were being produced a year. That's quite a bit of sugar as well. So I can see why they were exporting it. They wouldn't need that much sugar here in Taiwan.
Exactly. So they could sell it to other people in different countries, sell it to the Europeans so they could make their cakes and things like that. Moreover, or in addition, the Japanese laid almost 4,000 kilometers of railway tracks in order to transport the sugar. And that earned Taiwan the nickname Kingdom of the Sugar Rail. I suppose it comes from Chinese. I don't know exactly what the Chinese is right now, but that's a translation. Here it laid tracks. So it set down those railroad tracks. It built the railway beds and put down the steel rails and the ties and all that stuff were put in the ground so that trains could haul those sugar supplies or all that sugar from the sugarcane fields and from the processing plants and things like that to the ports of Geelong and Kaohsiung or wherever, and then they could head out and export those sugar products to countries in the world.
That's right. So this all changed during World War II, however, when many of the mills and railroads were bombed. They were completely destroyed, most of them, or some of them at least. After Japan's surrender, the incoming KMT government formed the Taiwan Sugar Corporation and started rebuilding those mills that had been bombed and destroyed. So if you surrender, it means you give up. You've been fighting. Usually you're fighting an enemy. Here, of course, we were fighting in World War II. Japan was fighting the rest of the Allies, which included America and Europe. Well, Japan had to surrender at one point. They were being beaten back, and so they had to give up, and they had to leave Taiwan. Yay! And the incoming KMT government then formed the Taiwan Sugar Corporation. Corporation is a big business where, you know, some sort of product or service is sold or given. So they had their corporation, and that's when they started rebuilding those bombed mills. So we were getting our mills back in shape.
That's right, Taiwan Sugar. Tai Tong, I guess you guys referred to it in short there, the Taiwan Sugar Corporation, and they started rebuilding those mills. And although it was able to rehabilitate the sugar industry, international sugar prices dropped continuously over the next few decades, resulting in the closure of many of the sugar mills. So the sugar industry was able to rehabilitate itself, or at least the government was able to rehabilitate it, rebuild it basically to return it to its original form, rehabilitate. That's, you know, if you hurt yourself in a car accident or something and you need to see a doctor, you go to rehab or rehabilitation. That is the related word here. So they rehabilitated the sugar industry, but sugar prices in the world were going down. They dropped continuously. They continued to drop over the next few decades. And so they couldn't compete on the international market. It was being produced just as cheaply in other countries like Brazil or China or India or Thailand, those various countries. So Taiwan couldn't really compete with those lower prices, and that resulted in the closure of many of the sugar mills. Closure just refers to when something is closed.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to compete against some of these countries where the cost of labor is dirt cheap, you know?
Yeah.
We keep seeing that. Things moved to China when China opened up to the Western world, and now their labor costs are higher, so they're trying to find other places like Vietnam to produce these things. So, yeah, so the sugar prices dropped continuously. Look at this word continuously, guys. It's a little different than constantly. Continuously means there is no stop. But constantly just means it happens a lot. But continuously, to me, it just means there's absolutely no stop. So they just kept dropping and dropping and dropping and dropping. Sometimes it feels like it rains continuously in Taiwan in the winter, but we should probably say it constantly rains in Taiwan because it does stop sometimes. So that resulted in them closing the sugar mills. That always happens. Economies and industries change all the time. You got to be watching the signs so that you're able to get some education and keep yourself able to switch industries sometimes so you don't lose jobs when the economy changes. Some of these mills, including the Chiao Tou Sugar Factory, are now museums. They do this a lot, don't they? They'll take these old buildings that are no longer factories and turn them into museums, which are fun because you can see how things were done in the past and it gives you the feel because you're in the real building. It's fun.
And people can go there with their smartphones and take pictures and post them online and stuff like that. It gives people something to do and, you know, it gives them something to learn about as well. The vast sugar industry that Taiwan once enjoyed. I'm curious now as to how much sugar Taiwan actually produces. Do they still produce a lot of sugar for the local market?
Or I'd like to know.
Or do they import stuff from Thailand or China or whatever? Gee, I'd like to know. It's worth doing some research. But again, it's now a sugar factory, and you can explore the factory grounds and the railroads. Grounds here just refers to the area, the facilities.
The land.
The land. Maybe the campus, I guess, but that's
the buildings too, though, right? The grounds.
Yeah, the grounds, the actual land and the buildings themselves, the facilities. And these are all now an art park and a recreation area, so maybe artists have studios in there now or something. It's
fun.
A good idea, giving some use to those old buildings.
Sure.
Recreation just means going someplace and having fun. And the museum itself offers a fascinating glimpse into the factory's past with exhibits that delight both adults and children. So it's fascinating. It's amazing. It really gets you interested in checking it out. You can get a look or a glimpse into the factory's past, and there are exhibits, things on display there that children can enjoy and adults can enjoy them too.
Sounds like a great place to take your kids on a weekend. Our last line is an encouragement to all of us to go visit it ourselves and learn more about Taiwanese sugar sweet story. Since Taiwan doesn't really have a big sweet tooth, it's interesting that sugar was actually grown and produced here for so long. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Taiwan teacher who probably has a sugar or a sweet tooth. That's what we call it. Someone who likes to eat lots of sweet things has a sweet tooth. After we hear from our Chinese teacher, we're going to be back to wrap it up.
接着第四个空格的句子写着 In its prime, Taiwan had 49 sugar mills in blank 4 and more than 1.4 million tons of sugar were being produced a year.在全盛时期，我们用 prime 这个名词，台湾呢总共有49座的糖厂怎么样？然后一年可以出产超过140万公吨的糖。我们来看一下第四题 A 选项 operation 运行经营 B abortion 堕胎 C definition 定义D. Frustration, 挫折。总共呢，全盛时期有49座糖厂在经营，在运作当中。所以搭配文意，第四题的标准答案就选择 A. Operation。第五个空格的句子写着 This all changed during World War II. However, when many of the mills and railroads were bombed, some of them, blank 5, completely destroyed.这题要选对答案呢，要注意它句子的结构。前面的句子提到 This all changed 这一切都改变了，然后呢我们在这里又用 when 来连接一个完整的句子，打上逗号 Some of them，同学有没有注意到逗号后面并没有连接词，因为没有连接词，所以它就不是一个完整的句子，可是又有自己独立的主词，这一类的句型我们称为独立分词构句。而这些糖厂呢，有部分呢就被完全的破坏了，为了表示被动要有 be 动词，所以第五题搭配文意就选择 B 选项的 being。第六题的空格写着 Although it was able to rehabilitate the sugar industry, international sugar prices dropped continuously over the next few decades. Blank 6, the closure of many of the sugar mills. 在这里提到呢，虽然战后呢，很快的就让这些糖厂糖业呢能够恢复，但是国际的糖价却往下掉continuously 掉了好几年呢，然后就造成了很多糖厂的关闭。那我们来看看第六题 A 选项 coping with 应付处理 B reasoning with 规劝 C resulting in 导致造成 D persisting in 坚持，因为糖下跌所以就造成了这些糖厂的关闭。第六题的正确答案就选择 C, resulting in. 第七个空格的句子写着 The museum itself offers a fascinating blank 7 into the factory's past. 有空的话可以到桥头糖厂来看看，这里的博物馆提供的呢是可以看到这个工厂的过去。第七题 A 选项 glimpse一瞥瞥见 B request 要求 C obstacle 障碍 D category 类别，到这个博物馆当然就可以一瞥见呢这个工厂的过去，所以搭配文意第七题的标准答案就选择 A glimpse。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Okay, that brings us to the end of our program, everybody. Thank you for joining us. And yes, enjoy sugar from Taiwan. Don't eat too much of it, though, or you might get diabetes. That can be nasty.
Yeah.
But, you know, a little piece of cake once in a while won't hurt anything. Okay, that brings us to the end of our program. Thank you for listening. Please join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Bye.